Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Maybe just on your phone, you know, on your podcast. Maybe you're podcasting. Wherever you're listening to In This League, thank you so much. This is the ITL version over on Sports Grid because we got lots of shows. Bogman and I are lots of places, as we would say, stuff and things you can find, all the different podcasts. But this is our three-hour radio show where we've got segments, we've got constructed things, and we do our picks each week. We do the entire NFL slate, but as we've told you, we've tried to make clear, and it's actually very funny, I'm going to point out, we made it clear like, you know, okay, maybe we're like 51%, but we're not betting the entire league. We would never do that.
Right.
But Boggs, ever since we made that turn, I just want to point this out, ever since we made the turn where we decided to not only give you every pick, but we've thrown what our card would be, I've been over 500 against the spread for whatever reason.
That's great, man.
Whenever we started that click of saying like, hey, just don't, you know, tail us and everything, we'll tell you what we really like in there, I've been over 500 against the spread. The over-unders have been a little bit wonky. Some weeks have been really great. Some have not. So here are the results from last week. We've also added in, since that time, the coin. Now, if you're just brand new listening, we literally flip a coin for the pick and the against the spread. And we've, you know, we've tailed that and we've tracked it. Our boy Donovan Miller is a gangster. He has tracked really everything we've done at In This League all year long, from the football podcast to this show to Bet This League. We've got tracks for what the coin has done, where we are, even into some of our in-season bets. We do this great thing. I meant to mention this on our last football show, but since we're still doing Bet This League, we'll do it. Bogman and I, before the season starts, we do a game called The Chicken. We do The Chicken, and we've got, it's a $50 bet. I didn't even realize we did that, but that's what's on here, for a slew of different things. And it's quarterback, running back, and wide receiver stats. If you get one right, you get a point. If the person got it wrong, the other person gets a half point. He's been tracking that. With 1 week to go in the Chicken, Bogman, I am up 8.5 to 7. Yes.
Boo.
And if I do, a little look here, like I'm taking a look, Bogman, you had one. I'll just do some quarterback ones here for a second. You had, this was for me. I had Dak Prescott prediction 4,800 passing yards, and he's only at like 41. So you've already won that one. You've already been given
Unless
the point
he throws
to that.
For 700 yards.
Exactly. Another one you won was Justin Herbert. You actually were pretty good there. You got to 4,400 passing yards, and he's at 46. But here's one you won't get. Kyler Murray, you had 4,200 passing yards and he's at 3,500. So he'd have to pass for 670 yards this weekend. So I'm getting a half point there. Patrick Mahomes is one. Now this is wonky. If Patrick Mahomes can pass for 500 yards, I will get that point, but you very likely are going to get a half point on that one. So you're going to gain a half point as I'm looking through this.
Let's get it.
I am awarded the points on Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns, unless he throws for 9, which is not going to happen. I'm trying to see which ones are on the table here. Let me look and see if anything is close. Okay. Here's one. Well, Antonio Gibson, if Antonio Gibson runs for 200 passing or 200 rushing yards, you would get that. Let's see what is on the table here. Najee Harris. Ooh, you're going to gain another half a point, Bogman. Crap. We had 11 rushing touchdowns. I had, and he's at 7. So you are going to gain that, but I'm going to gain, I have the potential to gain a full point if Austin Eckler gets 99 total yards this weekend. I gain a full point back. Tyreek Hill, there's another rough one, dude. Actually, you have a very good shot at winning this now that I'm looking at. The ones that are not locked in, the points have not been given. Tyreek Hill would need over 200 yards for me to get a point. You'll get a half. I'm going to get a half point from Travis Kelce because he won't receive his touchdowns. And, oh, here's a big one for you, dude. Mike Evans. I'm sorry. If Mike Evans gets one touchdown, you will get a point in chicken. But if Debo gets one touchdown, I get the point there as well. So,
how did I bet against Debo?
I don't know. This is wide open.
I don't
is what
think
I'm
I would do
out.
That. I don't know that I would bet against Debo.
And I know everybody is not like quite following, you know, what those things are. But the chicken is a super, super fun game that we play. And it's the person has to make the bet on the stat line. And we've got some money on the line for it. And it looks like it is fully in play here. And our boy Donovan has just been tracking all of this stuff. We had some other fun bets. We had a DFS best, or we had a best ball thing we did for like a $25 Amazon thing that looks like I've taken down, and we had some other personal bets. So shout out to Donovan.
I lost one of those Amazon bets to, or I won one of those Amazon bets against Bubba, and he knows that I hate Gardner Minshew. So he sent me the Legend of Gardner Minshew t-shirt.
I was wondering where you got that from.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about Donovan we love, and the point of all of it, is he's tracked our week to week success. So in week 17, Bogman, the coin was 10-6 against the spread, but only 6-9 on over unders. Frustrating. Bogman, you were 6-10 against the spread, 7-8-1 on over unders. I was 6-9-1 on over unders, but 9-7 against the spread. And I think for a season total, that gets me almost 52% against the spread, almost 49% on over-unders. You are almost 51% against the spread, but 44% on over-unders. The coin is 53% against the spread and almost 50% on over-unders. Well, we got to go to break. Friends, when we come back, though, we'll do a little bit more of that. We're going to make all our picks and cards. It's week 18 gambling and bets right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
InThisLeague.com. Go and check it out today. You can sign up and be a part of the ITL Army. Get our ranks. Get Bogman's draft coverage. If you want to, you know, where the first-year player guys for football, the college ranks, all that stuff, get that there. I've got baseball. We have got redraft ranks there. Plus, you can get access to us, our community, be a part of drafts, see some of our unique content like a prospect ADP. We are also doing an ITL-only ADP that you can check out, and tons more. Check us out today and support your boys. That's another thing. That's like an unheralded thing. I sit here and tell you about all the reasons of the stuff you can get. But you also may want to support us. We are independent podcasting. Bogman and I do our thing. And if you want to support that, just go to InThisLeague.com and sign up today. $5, a little bit more if you want as well. All of those help, and all of those will get you rocking and a pretty cool fantasy community. And we'd appreciate it. InThisLeague.com, and that'll take you to our Patreon. So we went from break. We were shouting out our boy Donovan, of course. But we were also talking about where our bets were. And I've been on a pretty good streak. I'd have to, I guess, go back and look. And I know these are tracked on. Yeah, here it is. Let's see. Against the spread, I want to say I am on four straight weeks. So I guess it wasn't what I thought, but I'm on four straight weeks of over 500 against the spread, which is pretty dang good. And I have only gone under 500 once in the last 6 weeks on over unders, and it was this week. I've been over 500 every single week for the last 5 weeks in over unders, except for this past one, and I'm on four straight weeks against the spread, which is a pretty good run as well. Bogman, we've done the card, and that's been good. I don't know if the card did well for us this past week. Let me take a look at what we have.
I think I got one.
Yeah, you. Oh yeah, I forgot. You had a five carder. You ended up having
one and four.
Yeah, you had the Detroit Seattle over, which you won.
I smashed that. I had Dallas. I had six. The Rams
over. Yeah, you had the over. And you had the Rams. Yeah,
and the Colts.
Yeah, so one and four on your card, which you've actually been very good on your card for this year. That was probably your worst week on the card. I was 2-2. I had the Jags New England under. I had the Rams Baltimore over. The Rams just absolutely crapped that. But I did hit the Kansas City Cincy over, which if you listened to me last week, it was my favorite bet of the week. It was my absolute favorite bet, and that smashed. And then I had New Orleans minus 6.5. Which I don't even remember taking that, to be honest with you, but I did hit that. So I was 2-2 on my card last week. Bogman was 1-4. The coin doesn't get a choice on its card, so screw you, coin. But we are going to be making our picks here in just a minute.
Whatever I want. I'm the president of the damn United States.
I do have to get the coin in here. I've got to get the president. Get the
coin. Give me in here. I want to make predictions.
Okay, Mr. President. President's always a little
week 18 is my best. I'm better than everybody week 18 because might as well be a damn coin flip anyway.
Did the coin has a coin taken a Texas team ever? Yeah,
they did. They determined took the Texans last week, I think. Or the Cowboys.
Maybe that's what it was. I bet they got it wrong. I bet the president got it wrong if we went.
Yeah, so they took the Cowboys and the Cardinals won.
Okay, see. So if the president picks the Texas team, know that he's just trying to sabotage. That's all that's trying to happen. So how we will go through it is we are going to give you all of our picks. We're going to tell you what our card looks like. That's the most important thing if you care about what we have to say. I mean, we're going to go through. I mean, technically, Bogman and I are both over 500 on our against the spread the entire year. But our card is the ones that we are actually going to lay money on. And that is what we are going to be doing here throughout this week. And it's going to be a crazy ass week. You've got the Bengals, who have Joe Mixon and Joe Burrow out. One a COVID issue, one sore. Pittsburgh is without Deontay Johnson due to COVID. You're going to have some resting on some other spots. I mean,
not just this stuff either. You also have teams absolutely packing it in. So, you know, on Bet This League, we went over, like, who was actually playing for something, whether it's seeding, whether it's, you know, actually getting into the playoffs, because there's a bunch of teams still alive, but there's you know, at this point, there's one spot left in the AFC and two in the NFC. So, other way around. One spot left in the NFC and two spots
left. My Niners are right at the forefront of it, and they're getting hit with a little bit of COVID issues early on. But they are, I mean, it's brutal for me because the Niners have the Rams, and if they win, they're in. And the only other out is if the Saints lose the but they have the freaking Falcons.
Well, okay, friend, how about the Jaguars have to beat the Colts for the Steelers to get in? So you know, I mean, you talk about winging a prayer, there's nothing more there's
wingy or prairie.
Look the Colts have they haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014, and they're 16 point favorites right now. It's, you know, it ain't gonna be good. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's gonna run for 1,000 yards. It's gonna be crazy.
It's going to be, I mean, I kind of hope he does because I do have a bet. I now, but I don't know if we mentioned this also, Bogman and I, we cashed our Tom Brady bet that we've been rolling all year because it's not going to happen. You know, unless Tom Brady throws for 7 touchdowns, but Aaron Rodgers on almost all the books is like minus 400. He's such a favorite. And I had made a case on Fantasy Pros a couple weeks ago when I was on with Dan Harris, who, by the way, shout out to Dan Harris, who is everybody knows now, he's done it on air, but leaving Fantasy Pros, which is sad. It's sad. Completely sad and terrifying for the fantasy industry.
It's great for him, you know,
but it's a good reason.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. That's what matters. It's a good
for
reason.
Us. Everyone is leaving behind Dan.
Well, we love Dan, and he's also like just one of the people that you want in the fantasy industry because, you know,
he's a pleasant human being.
Yeah. He's a great human being. But I was on with Dan and Joe, and we had this, like, and I know Dan didn't like want to do it, but this is what I do to people. Like, I completely deviate from show sheets. And we went on this 20-minute debate about the MVP award because I said it months ago to Bogman. And if anything, Bogman's going to look more right. But I said, there's no chance in hell that these, that the journalists, the big J's, if you will, are going to be willing to give the award to Aaron Rodgers because of his personal stances and how people look at him after the whole vaccine stuff and the immunization of him. If they won't get Barry, if they won't vote for Barry Bonds at this point, you think you're going to get a unanimous vote for Aaron Rodgers? Or just real quick, but, and then Tom Brady can't get it because he's worse. He's not playing at the same level Rodgers is. So my counter argument was Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is having a year of years. He's on par with the running backs who have won the MVP award. So that's the out. And that's why we all on that show made a bet for Jonathan Taylor to win MVP on that show.
Now, Bubba and I went down a huge rabbit hole in hour three of talking about Aaron Rodgers versus this reporter and stuff. So that was a whole thing there as well. So pay attention to that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You know, I think
he's the odds on favorite, though. That's the problem.
He's going to win it because the whole thing was they weren't going to give it to him if it was close. It's not close enough now. Like, if you don't vote for him, you're the Chicago guy that just doesn't like him. And also, I don't care. Like, if people don't vote for him because they don't like him because he's a jerk to them or whatever, like, someone, I think our boy Guthrie, who is a Chicago guy, so no surprise that he doesn't like Aaron Rodgers, but he was like, yeah, so the reporter called Aaron Rodgers a jerk, and then Aaron Rodgers went on Mayo and called him a you know, whatever, bombed 22 times. So
yeah, and I mean, that stuff is wild. On a book that's not FanDuel, but just a book, I'm just a random book, could be any book. Aaron Rodgers is minus 400 right now to win the MVP award. The next person is Tom Brady, who we cashed out at, but it's plus 500. Just want to point out, we got plus 800 in week like four. So the odds aren't even great. Jonathan Taylor's actually moved even further away, plus 1600. If I wanted to double down on it, but that's where we doubled down on it. But Bogman and I cashed out and we made like $4 a piece, essentially, is what we did because it seems so unlikely. And my argument is
going to the dollar menu with that.
I still believe Aaron Rodgers could not win it because of what I've said, but I just can't, I don't see an argument where the NFL writers give it to another quarterback in Tom Brady. So I think they have to go another direction. You have to go Cooper Kupp with the wide receiver triple crown, or you have to go Jonathan Taylor. Ironically, Joe Burrow has moved up to the third best odds, but I think if it's not Rodgers, it's Taylor or Kupp. And I went with Jonathan Taylor, so if I win anything off of that, we'll, and maybe next week we'll take a look at some of these odds right here. But don't go anywhere. We come back. It's pick time. It's Bogman, Welsh, and the president, the 50 Cent president, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, friendos. In This League with Bogman and the Welsh. That's us on Twitter at Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and Bet This League on Fridays on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast feed. Just thought I would throw that out there because we're going to talk about some gambling. We are officially getting into pick time. We are going to give you our against the spread, our over unders. We're also going to flip that JFK coin for a heads for the favorite, tails for the under, heads for the over, tails for the under, and the coin. Bogman's worst enemy. You said something earlier, Boggs, that you said this is probably the week the coin dominates. And the coin has dominated some weeks. It just went 10-6 against the spread. But with the chaos, do you think this is the week to tail the coin?
I should rephrase that. First of all, I don't think any week is the week to tail the coin. But I'll say that we can both have our logic on these bets that we have every week. And obviously a lot of times it doesn't work. 49% doesn't work on my against the spread, and 56% of the time it doesn't work on my over unders, right? My own logic. But this week is so crazy because there's so many teams with nothing to play for. So it's like, okay, are these guys going to show up for this game, or are they going to kind of pack it in? Are the coaching staffs going to want to play some of the backups just to see what they have? You know, are guys going to, with little injuries, going to get sat at the last minute? All this stuff happens in week 18. Week 18, you know, you can have your logic, but the coaches and the situation can throw it all out the window, which I understand happens every week, but this week it's crazier than most. So, and like I've said before, I'm jaded by the last week of the season because I lost, you know, what, $1,500 by having a bad week.
You've been out of that league for a couple of years now, right?
That was it. I can't do it anymore.
Because of the pressure of that?
Just because it made me so mad. So I can't do it anymore. It's also really expensive. So, I have so much stuff. Like I bought into a big one for college football this year, and I just forget to set it, you know, because I have so much other stuff. It doesn't go into my normal, you know, okay, I have to do this at this time. I have to do this at this time. It doesn't like plug into my brain. I should probably use a calendar, but I just, you know,
I mean, that's also the tough thing, dude, is like, that's why, you know, you and I, even if like, I mean, we found out it's not legal for me to apparently do NFBC stuff, which is super awesome in Arizona, even though I can gamble, Bogman can. I just don't think you and I will ever be one of those people that are going to unload on 10 to 15 of those type of leagues. It's hard enough. I mean, cause we're doing so much. We're content creators. We're on the radio, we're podcasts. Like we love fantasy. We do leagues and stuff like that. But I think the important thing for guys like us, and even if we weren't, by the way, that wouldn't be any different. We still don't want to do those things, is you got to hone in on the important stuff. And, you know, I think if, I don't know. I feel like if you got back in, you might dive back into those if there's a lot of money on the line. But I think for you, there's got to be like a lot of coin on the line for it to be a priority. And unfortunately, we'll do a lot of stuff that, you know, not trying to down talk it, but it's like, you know, you're doing something for $50. I mean, that's enough. That's not nothing. But, you know, when you've got a whole bunch of $50.
Dude, I paid in $180 for this one. And I wasn't great at it. Yeah. No, it's because it's just not... It wasn't part of my every week process, right? I have this thing I know internally. I have a good internal clock. So when something is in there, it's like, okay, you got to get this done. You got to get this done. But if it's not in my internal clock, I will absolutely, I'll forget it exists. So our boy Chad, I was doing it with Chad E. Our boy Chad had to remind me, like, hey, did you set your picks? Did you set your picks? And I, oh God, I forgot. Every single Thursday night football, he would remind me and I'd have to go back and do it. So.
It's a good friend. It's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, he's a great friend, but I would always forget. He would remind me and I forget. So, you know, it's just what happens.
All right. Well, we're not going to forget this because we've got our picks and we're going to start at it. And we're, Bogman, going to go to your team to start this bad boy off for all of our picks. And we will tell you what our card is as we go for this final week 18 one, which, I mean, I don't know, man. We'll go, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get to even four games on the card. But you know what? There's a lot of potential out there that's open as well. So first game up, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. They've got to win, and then the Jags have to beat the Colts. This is a rough game. I expect Lamar should be back. He's missed 3 weeks. This is the final.
He didn't practice yesterday. I don't know.
What does he have? Today.
He had COVID.
I thought they said he didn't have COVID.
Too. He had a knee thing, too. Like, all he's right. tested out of COVID, but it clearly affected.
Well, Baltimore's a rough game. Baltimore's favored by 6. 41.5 is the line. Deontay Johnson is out. COVID, I think he just went on the COVID list.
He went on the COVID list, but if he's a close contact, he can still get cleared.
But he's got to do the 5-day thing. No, and when did he go on the list? I thought he tested positive. He was close contact.
I don't know if he did
list.
Or not. I don't think we know yet. So that's the whole thing. He's on the COVID list, but we don't know if it's because he was a close contact or if he has it, he's definitely out for 5 days, but we don't know yet if he has it or if he was a close contact. They just put him on the list. That's
well, all. It's a little bit wonky. Baltimore's at home. You know, Pittsburgh is coming off a win because they own Cleveland, but they still didn't play. You know, they weren't phenomenal or anything like
great.
That.
Yeah,
no, Baltimore kind of back and forth. If Josh Johnson's good. A quarterback, you don't like it. Tyler Huntley gets it done though. So Baltimore -6, 41.5. What do you think on this game?
I'm going to take the Steelers against the spread here. I'm homering and all that stuff, but they both can still win a playoff spot, both these teams. So they're both going to play hard. I just don't trust that Baltimore defense right now. I know they look good against the Rams, but I think that was more about Matt Stafford looking bad. So for me, I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus the points. I don't know if they win in Baltimore. It's a tough game for both teams, but I know that defense will keep them in the game. So I think Baltimore's just favored by too many points. So give me the Steelers plus a six. I'll also take the under because Steelers offense isn't great and their defense is. So I think this game will stay.
Couple stats from just a specific gambling site. None specifically I have to mention. Each of the Ravens' last eight games in January have gone under the total point line, but this is only 42. 52 points is the average in M&T Bank Stadium this year, though. So that's a 10-point difference.
They just scored 39 last week.
The underdogs have covered the spread in seven of the last eight games between the Steelers and Ravens. That's very interesting. And the Ravens have lost each of their last five games. On the season, Pittsburgh is 7-9 against the spread, 6-10 on over-unders, 8-8 on both sides for Baltimore. Boy, so you're taking the under in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one stat kind of got me about, what was it, five of the six underdogs have covered on
this? Yeah, that's because this game plays close every single time.
So then a touchdown, though. I'm going to take Baltimore in this one. I'm sorry. I'm going to go Baltimore in this one. If this were in Pittsburgh, I think I would feel different. But obviously, it also wouldn't be. It'd probably be Pittsburgh plus three, if anything. But I'd probably still take it. I'm going to go Baltimore, and I'm going to also go with the under on this one. Let's see what the coin has to say. Mr. President, let's get you back in here. Heads for Baltimore, tails for Pittsburgh. Heads for Baltimore.
I am not a Baltimore guy. Why are you making me take Baltimore, Welsh?
Flip again, under. Unanimous under for all of us we have gone with. So the coin speaks. We are going Baltimore and the under. It's tailing me. Let's see. I think we got a couple more games in here before break. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cleveland's a 6-point home favorite. 38 is the line. Cincinnati has no Joe Mixon and no Joe Burrow.
No, I think Brandon Allen started some games, though, so I have enough confidence in him to put up points. So I'll go with the over here. I'm going to take Cleveland. I think Keenum makes them a better team right now. I think Mayfield was obviously playing hurt, hasn't looked good the last couple weeks in a row, handing out turnovers like the Christmas gifts. So give me Cleveland with Keenum and the over here.
Some of the stats that are out there, each of the last eight games between the Bengals and Browns have gone over the total point line. Bengals have won five of their last six road games. The Browns have failed to cover the spread in 12 of their last 14 games against AFC North opponents. But this is a different animal. It's week 18. I think points are going to be scored as well. Cleveland is going to be, you know, just trying to do everything they can to continue to score those points. Cincinnati give up a little bit. I think Cincinnati's going to score as well. I think that's the big key here. I think Cincinnati is going to put up some points. They've still got Ja'Marr Chase. I think they'll be throwing the crap out of the ball. Samaje Perine is not a bad backup, by the way.
No one on offense.
Oh, no Ja'Marr Chase either?
No Burrow, no Chase, no Mixon.
I didn't see them officially put him out.
They won't officially rule them out because they'll be active, but they're not going to play in this game. They won't.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to see Higgins or Chase, that's going to change my feeling about this. Yeah. I would take the under, actually. So I guess I'm going to have to leave that in limbo because at current state, if Higgins and Chase are playing, I will take that with whatever quarterback. If they're all out,
it's just seeding for them.
Then so I like
have
Cleveland.
No reason to
play. I like Cleveland minus six as like a really strong bet, but I can't do anything on this game. So I'm going to take Cleveland in the over as well. Let's see what the president has to say. President is going with Cleveland as well and the under. So it is going on the opposite direction of us. I think we can get one more in here. We've got Washington at the Giants. Washington is a 7-point favorite. Another low line of 38, Boggs.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington in the under here because I don't trust the Giants to score at all. Mike Lennon's out. It's all Jake Fromm. We saw the Giants tally up negative passing yards last week. I think they're close to that again this week. So give me Washington in the under because the Giants are pathetic right now.
So Washington's going to release their new team name. In February, I think it is a month from now.
It's going to be called the Admirals.
Yeah, I think they already announced
it. Figured it out. Yeah, so
the Washington Admirals. Cool name, bro. Cool name. Well,
not racist, so that's fine.
Yeah, somehow Admirals. There's going to be something. There'll be an Admiral that did something wrong at some point. So keep going. I'll go Washington. This seems like the Admirals might be able to go 28-0. Jake Fromm is one of the worst quarterbacks that ever has laid foot on a football field. And he doesn't know how to throw. Joe Judge doesn't know how to use Saquon Barkley. Washington's a better team. They've got better weapons. I need Antonio Gibson to have 200 yards to win, to beat a bet in the chicken. So I like that. I'll go Washington minus seven. I'm tempted to take that as one of the bets. It'd probably be a tease piece for me.
I don't know. I'll also go take any of these. movies this week. They're all bad.
Really? Also go with the under. Let's see what the president has to say, though. President says Tails. So the president is going the Giants and the over. So completely fading both of us. We got to go to break. When we come back, we got the rest of our slate here. We haven't put a single thing on our card yet. So don't go anywhere. And this week will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back, friends. It's the big segment right here on In This League on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, your podcast app. I don't know where you're listening. It doesn't matter. We are glad to have you here, and we are going to be finishing out our card and our picks. We don't have a single game on our card, and we'll just kind of keep rolling through it. We might start labeling them. Bogman had a good idea. At the end, we'll tell you what our card actually looks like. But we'll probably start needing to roll through here because we've got a nice little 14-minute segment and a bunch of games. So let's jump into it. We've got Chicago at Minnesota. Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite. 44.5 is the line. No Justin Fields for this game. What say you?
I don't care. I'm still going to take Chicago. I think that the Vikings are going to give up on Zimmer. He's about to get fired, especially after throwing Kellen Mond under the bus, which I love.
Anytime
an Aggie gets under the bus, I'm here for it. So
what was that about? They're like, don't you want to get a look at him? And he's like, no, I see plenty.
Yeah, he said, no, why don't you want to see him? Because I see him every day. You know, he hates him. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Is Kellen Mond a bad person?
Blah, 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 blah. You know, he tried to backtrack it, but that's bad.
Is Kellen Mond a bad person? Or is just Zimmer just sucks?
I don't know. I think Zimmer's just being a jerk at the end of the year to these reporters. He doesn't want to listen to them at all. So give me the Bears. Give me the under.
Boy, relatively compelling argument there. It's a pretty relatively big number. You know, see, here's the thing. I got to think about this. Dalton in that lineup doesn't hurt them, and it keeps them on the ground more. I kind of buy what you're selling as far as this team giving up on Zimmer. I'm going to switch my side. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with Chicago. I'm going to take the over, though, because I think both these teams score points. But I do like the Chicago side, and I like getting +3.5 on that. So I'm going to go with you. Let's see what the coin has to say. Coin is going with us. We are going to all go Chicago.
All right.
And the under, though. So it is tailing you. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee's a 10-point favorite. 43.5 is the line. And Derrick Henry was practicing this week.
Yeah, he's not going to play in this game, obviously. But they opened up his window so he can get back. For the playoff game.
Houston got beat up by the 49ers, lost by double-digit points. Tennessee has taken a game from the 49ers. They are on a roll, regardless of no Derrick Henry. What say you, Boggs?
So I want to sell you on this one, too, because I know almost everyone's going to take Tennessee here because they're still in. They should have to win this game as long as the Chiefs won today, which they did. They're playing the Broncos, of course, right? So they won today. And Tennessee has to win this game to keep the number one seed. I'm going to take Houston plus the points, though. Houston beat Tennessee earlier in the year, and this is a big rivalry game in the city of Houston. This game is in Houston because, remember, the Oilers left and became the Titans. So they hate each other. I think that the Texans will get up to play this game. They've been playing hard and well recently. Obviously, your Niners muscled them. But I think that they're not going to win this game, but I think they lose by less than 10. So give me Houston, and I'll also go with the over in this game.
You know what? I like the logic on that, too, because this is one of those games where you maybe see the starting offense of Tennessee for a half. You know, you're not going to risk getting Ryan Tannehill hurt. You're not going to risk A.J. Brown. I don't know if A.J. Brown even plays in this. What are they playing for? You're getting Derrick Henry back.
Well, it's number one seed. Kansas City wins on Saturday. They have to win this game to stay the number one seed and get the bye. So, because remember, there's only one bye anymore. It's only the number one seed. So.
Yeah, I mean.
So they have a reason to play, but I just think Houston, this is their Super Bowl. They're going to get up to play this game.
Boy, you know what? Nah, that right there, I'm going to go back to Tennessee. I'm going to go Tennessee in the over. I love your logic in it. I know I do. If there wasn't that to fight for. Now, to your point, if Kansas City theoretically
lost to Denver, then they clinch.
Then I think this line changes. I would like it. Otherwise, Houston's playing so bad. They're playing so bad. You know, the Niners had Trey Lance in there, could barely do anything. I'm going to go back to Tennessee. I changed my mind on that because there's that number one spot to vie for. Let's see what the coin has to say. Coin says they are going Houston with you.
Yeah.
And the over. Right, so tailing you again. They're tailing. Yeah, we're all on the over there. Indy at Jacksonville. Indy is a 15.5 point favorite. 44 is the line. Bogman, is there something to play for Indy here?
Yeah, they get in the playoffs. So they're hammering. But I'm taking the Jags because I have to root for them. So give me Jacksonville and give me the over. I don't have good logic. I'll take the under here too, because I think if the Jags win, it's because Carson Wentz turns the ball over a bunch of times. I'm hoping the Jags win this game to give my Steelers a shot. So I'm going to take them and take the under.
I mean, I'm not sure what I'm seeing, if I like any game right now. I'm going to go Indy in the under. This might be, I don't even see, dude, this is how bad, and this is why I'm taking Indy. I don't even know if I would like teasing Jacksonville to getting them to plus 21.5.
I think that's 20.5. More than fair, dude.
And I don't even feel comfortable with that. I think this could be Indy 30-0. Jacksonville is so god awful. I'll take Indy. I'll take the under. I still don't know what I feel on my card yet. So people follow along. The coin says they are going with you as well. They're going Jacksonville.
I want the Jags. I love Florida. Florida's one of my favorite states.
And the over, though. Green Bay at Detroit. Green Bay is a 3.5 point road favorite. 44.5 is the line. Detroit loves to play it tight when they can. What's Green Bay playing for?
Nothing. So they've already clinched home field advantage. So if Aaron Rodgers plays, it's going to be for like a quarter. Yep. This line moved from the couple spots you could get it because no one wanted to play it or make it available. Went from Green Bay minus 11 to Green Bay minus 3.5 in a day. So give me Detroit. Give me the under. Green Bay's got nothing to play for. Detroit
as Jordan Love came in. Hard. I would have loved. Can you imagine if I've gotten Detroit plus 11 early on?
Yeah, that'd have been great.
That would have been a great play. I'm a little bit torn on this. Detroit's been playing harder. Amon-Ra St. Brown has been awesome. I cannot imagine you're going to see a whole lot of the starters. I don't even know if you're going to see much of A.J. Dillon. I don't think they can afford to play any of those guys. So to your point, I'll take Detroit on the field goal. Kind of want to take the over. I don't really feel confident about it. I'll tell you on the under.
And I just think the under because it's Detroit's bad offense and Green Bay's Jordan Love offense. So. Yeah. No Devontae either. I can't imagine Aaron Jones plays. Like,
coin is going Green Bay and the under, though. So complete fade. Next up, the Jets at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 16.5 point favorite. 41.5 is the line. Bogman, I haven't felt good about any of these huge line, god awful teams. I will take the Jets at 16.5 on this because we have seen Buffalo underperform. You tell me again. What is the major Buffalo play here?
It's just seeding between them and Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's sitting everybody. So I think Josh Allen plays a half and then they bench him. So give me the Jets plus the 16.5 too. I'll take the over just because I think both teams will score a little bit.
I'll go the over
Trubisky.
With you.
You get Trubisky.
I might really like this Jets play. This might be a card play. Maybe,
what does the president say? Oh, I have to pick one of these New York teams.
President says,
I love them both.
Going with us with the Jets.
Oh, I'm going to take the Jets. I love them.
And the over. Jets and the over. So that is a
over.
That's a full on. All right. That's a full go here. New Orleans at Atlanta. New Orleans is minus 4. 40 is the number. New Orleans has to win to keep themselves alive. If they lose, the 49ers are in regardless of what they do. So this is a huge game for New Orleans. Atlanta has been playing pretty bad. Bogman, New Orleans feels pretty dang good in this game.
Yeah, I like Taysom Hill as a prop play, too, because him and Kamara are the whole offense there right now. So I'm with you. Give me New Orleans. Give me the over. I think they put the boots to Atlanta.
I might feel really confident about that over, too, because Atlanta can score some points. I mean, I don't feel confident about New Orleans putting up 40, but if New Orleans defense, you know, lays back a little bit, Kyle Pitts has been playing really well as of recent. Patterson has been a little bit quiet.
Pitts is questionable, but says he's going to play. So,
yeah, we'll have to watch that. See. I like New Orleans, so that might be something you see on the card. Mr. President, what say you?
Oh, I love both these cities. Fun cities, nope. But give me the birds. I like the birds.
and the under. Okay, so the under here.
Complete fade of us.
Yeah, so. Complete fade. All right, coin. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is an 8-point favorite. 41.5 is the line. Is there something for Tampa to play for?
No. So, but I don't care. Carolina's pathetic. So
they are so bad.
Give me Tampa Bay and give me the over here.
I'm going to completely agree with you, and I might really like Tampa Bay in a
You just haven't been covering. So yeah,
but I like him in a tease because you get them at minus two,
right?
And anything kind of wonky that happens, or another play, if you like that over, you could tease it down and you would get it at 35.5. So both of those plays might be really good. The coin says,
I like, give me the kitties. I love all the kitties.
It does love the kitties, taking Carolina and the over. So we all unanimously have the over. How much time do we have here? We can do a couple more here. My San Francisco 49ers at the Rams. The Rams minus four, 44.5 is on the line. I ask you, you know, what do the Rams have on the table here? They're in the playoffs. What they have, Boggs, is a chance to knock the 49ers out of the playoffs.
Well,
it's a big play.
I think if they lose and the Cardinals win, the Cardinals clinch the division. So
I think the Niners would be in.
They'll be up there.
Okay. But that would knock the Rams out of the playoffs.
No, the Rams are in the playoffs. They get a wild card.
Regardless. Oh, they would have one of the wild card spots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I think they win this game. They win the division. But look, the Rams are not playing great. Stafford's look like crap.
Stafford looks 2 weeks so bad right now.
The Niners defense is getting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks right now. So for me, I'm going to take your Niners. They got a lot to play for, a lot on the line for them. So give me the Niners and give me the under.
I'm going to go with the over on this one. I think you're going to see offense from the 49ers. If this game is close, the Rams are going to score some points. I like getting plus four because I think this could be within a field goal. So I'll take the 49ers. I don't know how confident I feel about it. I want to be super confident about it. Trey Lance most likely looking like he's going to go. It could be Garoppolo. Niners are beat up on defense a little bit too because of COVID. So that has me worried a little bit. Cooper Kupp is probably going to absolutely destroy them, but the Niners are going to just have to keep pace. And that's what keeps them in it. I'm worried this could go heavy in favor of the Rams, but I'm going to stick with my Niners and get the plus four. Mr. President, you're going to go with the 49ers.
I like the Niners. Give me the Niners.
And the under. Niners in the under. So tailing you on this one.
I'm following Bogman on that one.
New England at Miami. New England's a 6.5-point road favorite. 40 is the line. What are the Patriots playing for?
Nothing. So they're a wild card spot. They're going to be on the road for most of the playoffs. So give me the Dolphins. Give me the over.
Ooh, I am going to go. Yeah, I'm going to tell you on that one. Miami plus 6.5.
This is their Super Bowl too. Like, this is a division rivalry. That's why every game is division game here. So I'm just going to double check this. The Patriots can clinch the AFC East title with a win versus Dolphins and a Bills loss or tie, but the Bills obviously are going to win. So
I'm going to go with New England. I'm going to change that. I was going to go Miami with that on the line and stupid Belichick. I think they're going to run the crap out of the ball, and I'm actually going to go back to the under. I think Miami's going to play it hard. I think New England wins by a touchdown, so I'm going to have a complete fade on your side. Let's see what the coin has to. Did you already announce yours?
I said Miami in the over.
Okay. The president says Miami and the over. So it is completely with you. And let me set the stage for this next game. Seattle at Arizona. Arizona is a 6.5-point favorite. 48 is the line, Boggs. I guess we can get some analysis real quick.
I'm going to take the Cardinals here. They have something to play for. Seattle doesn't. Both these teams kind of beat up right now, too. But I'll take the Cardinals because they're at home. And I'll go with the over because I think they'll both score.
I am going to go Arizona as well. I'm going to go with the under. I think I really like this Arizona game. Arizona has tons to play for. Seattle has been playing bad. Arizona's got to put up some points. It's at home as well. That's one I really like. When we come back, we will get the coin's take on that and the final game, and we will try to also fit in what our card looks like. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello,
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back, friends. Final segment, hour two. Bogman and I finishing up our week 18 picks. We both just picked Arizona minus 6.5. I took the under. Bogman took the over. The coin flip says Arizona and the under. That is what the coin picks. The final one is the Chargers at Vegas. Vegas minus 3, 49.5 is the line. Bogman, I'm going Chargers, and I'm going to go over points in this division rival.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to go with the under because I'm not sure if Josh Jacobs is going to play, and if he does, he's going to be not 100%. I don't have any trust in Vegas right now. So give me the Chargers, and I will take the under.
The coin says they are going with the Vegas team and the under. Vegas team. The Vegas team. So going with Vegas team and under. The under. So our cards. Bogman, I have put on 3 games on my card right now, and they're all spread picks. I am going to take the New York Football Jets plus 16.5 against the Bills, who are going to pack it in. I'm going to take New Orleans minus 4, who has to win for a possibility to get in, and it's a very good possibility. And I'm going to take Arizona minus 6.5, who has a ton on the line as well at home against Seattle. It's in Arizona. I really like those 3 games. Jets plus 16.5, New Orleans minus 4, and Arizona minus 6.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with teams that have something to play for the most part here. So give me New Orleans minus the 4. I'm going to tell you on that one. I'm going to take your Niners just because I think that they're going to play harder than the Rams. Rams have been backing in right now. And then I'm going to take the Texans plus the 10. I just think that they're going to play hard in that game, and it's a home game for them. And I'm going to take Jacksonville to win straight up because they have to. So let's go Jags. Me and the guy from The Good Place, we're the biggest Jags fans in the world.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, he doesn't like him as much anymore because Gardner Minshew isn't there. Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles was his guy. Right. That's it. All right. That is everything we've got. I'm out of here, but hour 3 is coming up. It's Bubba and Bogman. They've got a lot of football talk. What was it? What was the big thing, too, that you were setting up?
We're going to talk a little college football. Yeah. And then we go down the rabbit hole in the Aaron Rodgers stuff.
That's
we
talk it. AB yeah.
Too. So a lot of that stuff that we hit, we're going to hit again. So.
Excellent. Well, make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. Also, check us out on Bet This League. You can search the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. You'll find the latest episode of that for more betting talk. Friendos, have a fantastic one. ITL does not end. We do roll on. Hour 3 coming up right after this. Oh.